movie dictionary. I'm Jean. Now, our term today is going to be called viewfinder. Now, what's a viewfinder? View is spelled V-I-E-W, and finder is spelled F-I-N-D-E-R. Now, a viewfinder is cool because, well, that's what you look at on the camera itself, okay? Now, when you look through the camera, that's a little eyepiece that you see through. Now, that's the cool thing about it. If you ever get on a location shoot and the director or the cinematographer will allow you to look through the viewfinder, or if you're doing it yourself, it's a really exciting time. But the really good thing is that when you're actually on location shooting, for example, during pre-production, you can go out and use your viewfinder to kind of scan to see what the shot will look like. The viewfinder will allow you to do that as well, okay? You kind of look out there. Now, a viewfinder is really just the thing that goes over your eye. A lot of cameras will have it. Some people use it, some people don't. Some people have those little other cameras that have the little monitor, the little screen on the left-hand side or whatever. Those are not viewfinders. The things that go over your eye, a viewfinder, okay? Coming up, American Slang. Hey, you guys. How are you doing? Nice to see you again in American Slang. I'm Duran. 我们今天来继续看影片叫 Six Days, Seven Nights. 它的翻译叫六天七夜，别忘了。那么话说到呢，那么这个女主角叫 Robin, 对不对？好，她因为工作的关系要飞到另外一个岛上去，呵，工作，汪洋大海，她怎么去坐飞机去，对不对？谁有飞机？还记不记得那个家伙叫 Queenie, 谁演的？哈里森福特，嘿，两个人走到一起去了。你看这个剧情就这么设计。那么他们俩要去另外一个岛，孤男寡女坐飞机，偏偏又碰上了这个暴雨的天气，不得不在中途迫降。你说会不会发生一些故事在里面？一起来看。
There's an island down there. I can see a beach. I'm gonna set us down.
好，来看看今天的美国俚语，带你复习一个以前教过的这个短语叫 okie dokie。The okie dokie is slang for OK or go ahead。我们说好的，可以，我们叫 okie dokie。来看看怎么用这个短语。第一个例句，听好了 ，A 和 B 有一个小对话。A 说 ，Hey，I'm going to start the movie now。B 说 ，Okie dokie，I'm coming。B 就是说 ，Hey。我可要开放这个电影了啊，我可要看了。你说好的好的，我这就来。叫 Okie dokie, I'm coming。 我们再来看第二个例句，我应该给你一个场景，你来看什么时候用这个 Okie dokie 好吗？你来看 A 和 B， A 说 Hey Jennifer is coming over for dinner。 B 说 Okie dokie, I'll make extra。 来看这个句子的意思是 A 说 Hey Jennifer 今天要来咱们这儿一起吃晚饭，Come over for dinner. B 说没问题，好的，我多做一点儿，叫 I'll make extra.
There's an island down there. I can see a beach. I'm gonna set us down.
Hurry up. 我们来看看接下去发生了什么。我们的 Robin 和 Queenie 两个人迫降在一个小岛上，两个性格迥异的人被迫要朝夕相处了，还真的挺有意思。让我们一起来看看，听一听他们的对白吧。
So what are we, like shipwrecked?
How do you want it?
Excuse me?
You want it sugar-coated or right between the eyes?
You pick.
We've only got one wheel.So we can't take off. Lightning fried the radio and the emergency location transmitter. Air Seal probably try a rescue, but without a beacon to hone in, it's like trying to find a flea on an elephant's ass. The only thing we've got is this flare gun and a single flare.
Is it too late to get it sugar-coated?
That was sugar-coated.
好，来各位看过上面的片段，来看下面这个句子。这个句子是第一个原点叫 Hey, do you want it sugar coated?
You want it sugar coated or right between the eyes?
我们教给你的这个短语叫 sugar coated. If something is sugar coated, it means the unpleasant or harmful details are left out. 我们翻译成中文的意思是表示粉饰、 粉红色的粉，润饰的饰，表示把它润色好，粉饰好。那么你来看这个字面就可以很好的把它记牢。 Sugar 是白糖，我们做饭要放糖 Sugar， 那么 coat 是外套的意思。如果你把这个外套用糖裹起来，显然是想让被接受的人，这个接受这个东西的人更加顺畅一点，对不对？像这个句子叫 Hey I told Jessica What happened， 我可跟他讲了具体发生了这个 But I had to sugarcoat it， 可是我跟他讲可不能直来直去，我要粉饰一般。为什么？ Because she doesn't like to hear bad news， 因为她不愿意听不好听的，她不愿意听坏消息。来看第二个句子。哎，说到学外语啊，我想我们也应该学一点 culture 文化的东西。那么今天这个句子里面就告诉你，哎，我们应该知道东方人谈事情交流思想，我们喜欢叫 beat around the bush， 我们喜欢旁敲侧击，对吗？因为我们是讲人脉的民族，我们喜欢含蓄一点的听东西，哪怕是听意见，你要讲一个方式方法。西方可不一样，大概是肉食太多，西方人喜欢做事情叫 go directly， 他喜欢 cut to the chase， 他们喜欢直截了当的，越直接越好。那么你听好下面这个句子，那我想我们学了外语，我们是不是中国人的也可以，西方人这个路子我们也可以。那么下面这个句子就有用了，这个句子叫 Hey don't sugarcoat the truth， tell me everything。这句话的意思是把事实真相一五一十的讲给我吧，不要粉饰，不要包装，通通说出来。这个句子就表示，再说一遍，叫 Don't sugarcoat the truth， Tell me everything。
We've only got one wheel， so we can't take off. Lightning fried the radio and the emergency location transmitter。Air Seal probably try a rescue, but without a beacon to hone in, it's like trying to find a flea on an elephant's ass. The only thing we've got is this flare gun and a single flare.
你再来看第二个原点，这个片段里面有这样一个句子，很长，但是很好学。这个句子叫 Hey, it's like trying to find a flea on an elephant's ass.
It's like trying to find a flea on an elephant's ass.
这句话的意思核心有两个词，一个是象的 ASS 是屁股的意思，还有一个词是 FLEA， 这个单词是跳蚤的意思。那么你来看这两个东西，大象的屁股应该是 very huge， 非常的大，那么一个跳蚤是非常的小。你觉得即使大象的屁股上面落了一个跳蚤，你看得到